Good morning. I'm Steve Smith, and with me this morning is Cynthia Donovan. Kind of, we wanted to welcome you to. We've been working here at Siouxland Public Media for what, a couple of months now?
Since May,
mm-hmm. And we've never officially welcomed you on air, I don't think. So, wanted to welcome you, and also have you sit in as guest host today for Cultural Continuum. So, hey there, Cynthia.
Hey, Steve. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you along. We're going to kick things off up in Lamar's. Lamar's Community Theater is presenting Vintage Hitchcock. It's a live radio play, a few Hitchcock productions. They do commercials. They throw those in. Evening shows are 7:30 in the evening. That got underway last night. Will continue tonight and tomorrow night. Then the last performance will be a matinee, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And these will not be at the Plymouth or the Lamar's Postal Playhouse. They're going to be at the Plymouth County Museum Gymnasium. So just a note on that. They're not the normal Lamar's Community Theater location. Spies, Murder, Love, and Other Hitchcock trademarks come to life in the style of a 1940s radio broadcast of the Master of Suspense's earlier films. Go to lamarslive.org to find out all the details.
The Les Hills Wild Ones' last set of garden walks features spaces in Sioux City's Riverside and Stone Park areas on Saturday, September 11th. From 9 to 1 p.m., starting at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. The tour starts out at 9 o'clock at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, and from there it will lead to the Sioux City Railroad Museum and end at Ruth Rose's Wild Mess in Progress, 6000 Talbot Road. Attendees are instructed to start at the Nature Center to pick up an instruction sheet and sign a waiver. Go to leshillswildones.org/tours.
And kind of also at the Sioux City Railroad Museum, they will be doing their final Railroad Storytellers session of the summer. That'll be tomorrow from 10:30 until 3:30. You can go there and see costumed reenactors telling railroad stories of bygone days. Go to SiouxCityRailroadMuseum.org to find out more about that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, Joanne Fox, oftentimes co-host of Cultural Continuum, is sometimes one of the readers. They take turns.
Oh, that's awesome.
Got different characters every week.
So. Oh, it's really fun. Also going on is the Sioux City Art Center offers students a chance to work in a variety of media every Saturday morning from 10:30 to noon. This week, join the Art Center's instructors in making texture plate landscapes. For more information, go to SiouxCityArtCenter.org.
Of course, they suspended it last week because of Art Splash, but they were doing all kinds of crafts.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They were
so many
super busy.
Right.
Super busy.
Alam Arts Regional Theater is going to get busy. They're holding auditions for upcoming parts. That'll be Saturday from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. That'll be just for straight acting plays. Then Sunday from 1 to 2:30 for both straight plays and musicals. Participants for plays should have 2 to 3 minute monologue memorized. Those auditioning for musicals should have that, as well as 16 to 32 bars of a Broadway-style song ready to go. They will provide the accompanist.
How fun. We're going to Chicago this weekend. So,
oh,
Chicago,
well.
Chicago. Speaking of musicals. also happening is The Things We Couldn't Say, a reader's theater telling the true story of Diet Eman, will be held at the Unity Christian Night Center in Orange City on Saturday, September 11th at 7:30. Eman risked her life to save innocent people as a Dutch resistance fighter. How cool. After the war, Eman eventually immigrated to the United States, where Dr. Jim Shop approached her about writing her story. Interviews with Diet and the use of her diary resulted in the book Things We Couldn't Say. For more information, go to orangecityarts.net.
And yes, that is the same Jim Shop that does Small Wonder.
So. Oh, okay.
You can watch storytelling unfold live at the Marquee Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock with The Lemon. The theme for this Sunday's event is Reset. The Lemon storytellers will explore that theme, how they apply it to how they live, love, parent, and move on. The event will also feature live music. Plus, there's an open mic if anyone wants to step on stage and share their own short story or poem. You have to get it in 3 minutes or less. Doors open at 1:30 with coffee and cocktails from Nightingale Coffee available before the show. Masks are strongly encouraged.
Well, that sounds like fun, too. Also happening is Betty Strong Encounter Center will host Mike and Jack Langley as they present their musical program, September Songs for Grandparents Day, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, September 12th. The program will feature a range of tunes that send the audience into an autumnal mood. The Sioux City musicians will perform some of their favorites, along with some original songs. The Langleys are among the center's most popular entertainment. For more information, go to SiouxCityLCIC.com/event.
I saw Mike just at Art Splash, speaking of that, just last week.
Everybody was at Art Splash last week.
Exactly. The Wayne State College Electronic Media and Film Programs will host a red carpet film event on Tuesday. That'll be September 14th at the Majestic Theater in Wayne. The event will feature two student film premieres, a student film encore and a faculty film encore. The evening begins at 7 o'clock with a question and answer session after each film.
Also going on, it's a busy weekend.
It is.
The city of Sioux City will host a new community speak out series that will serve as a listening center for city departments to obtain community feedback. The first event will be held Wednesday, September 15th at noon at the Sioux City Public Museum with a focus on diversity and inclusion. The community speak out sessions will allow community members an opportunity to publicly share their experiences and provide suggestions on how the city and residents can drive positive change.
Now, the second of those events will include the city of Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department, and that will be they'll be partnering up with the Dakota Dunes CID to hold a different public input meeting at 6 o'clock that evening, Wednesday, September 15th, and that'll be at the Holiday Inn Express Dakota Dunes Event Center in Dakota Dunes. The public meetings are held to discuss the possible development of the Big Sioux River Pedestrian Crossing Project, which would be designed and constructed to provide a connection between Sioux City and Dakota Dunes across the Big Sioux River. Go to sioux-city.org for more on that as well.
It's a cool initiative. Siouxland Public Media actually will be holding a listener feedback night Thursday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the Town Square Coffee House in Orange City. We want to know what you think about our programming. Masks are required. If you're unable to attend, visit our website at kwit.org/survey to share your thoughts.
So you don't even have to go.
You don't have to be there in person.
You can just do it on the internet.
Absolutely. And we would really appreciate your feedback.
But that'll be at 7 o'clock on Thursday
in Orange City. 7:30.
Okie doke.
At the Townhouse Coffee House. Town Square, I'm sorry. Coffee House in Orange City.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, beatbox sax musician Derek Brown brings his extraordinary solo skills to Wayne State Thursday, the 16th of September at 7:30 in the Lay Theater. He uses innovative skills to create melody, harmony, and rhythm, applying his musical magic to original compositions and familiar tunes. That is a free concert and open to the public. And that will do it for this week's edition. Cynthia Donovan's Maiden Voyage.
Thank you so much for including me.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. It was a real treat to have you out here, Cynthia.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with music familiar with Alfred Hitchcock fans, The Funeral March of a Marionette.
That sounds uplifting.
As we close up today's edition of Cultural Continuum.